opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, pretty much every day, even when there are no sports. Hey, man, let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, and so are the lights. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, the Lightbringer. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, send a message, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Still no Twitch, because our Twitch camera has been eaten. And it is a Wednesday, where we do things a little bit differently. It's already Wednesday.
God. Happy Wednesday, Fred.
Yeah.
Happy hump day.
What are the odds?
You like when hump day is, I think there's some people who still say it unironically. Happy hump day. Like it's some big deal.
Oh. Well, we're not over the hump yet. We're just.
Right. We just started.
Just climbed the hump. So, yeah, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, ride in on a camel, I don't care. Just put odds on it. So, what are the odds you're going to have fun today, Hoffman?
I always have fun, Fred.
Yeah.
That's a lie, but I try to always have fun.
Okay, we'll put some odds on it. That's how we're trying to start
like
things off.
32%.
Okay, that's lame, but all right. We'll take what we can get. But, yeah, I'd like to have some fun today. It hasn't been the best of days for me.
What's going on? What's the big problem?
Well, it started with a terrible run on Golf Clash, which
I forget I even asked. I don't care why
but
day
sucks. I was made fun of by a homeless guy
for your hair,
for my general appearance.
You know, I'll be honest, Fred, you when I met you, you were coming out of a pretty rough run on your life, and sometimes you looked like a homeless man. Now, I mean, I know that you're a pretty well compensated guy, and you're not in a rough run in your life. You married a rich, but sometimes you do still look like a homeless man.
No, sometimes I embrace that. But no,
you are a man who sacrifices style for comfort.
Yeah, I don't care too much about style.
Yeah,
never have.
And that's I mean, listen, I'm not hating on you for it.
No, but I
you're a radio guy.
I decided. Well, today I went to had to go get some dog food, and I was just going to go through the pickup, right? So I'm not wearing like a raggedy ass workout shirt, some shorts. My shoes are untied. My hair is every different direction. Probably the cheapest hat I own. You know, just hey, I'm jumping in the car to go pick up something curbside. I don't need to worry about how I look.
Were you wearing a fancy mask?
Well, yeah, I was wearing a fancy mask, but the rest of me pretty bad.
Was this hobo wearing a mask?
He was not. So,
did you shame him for it? Nolan Ryan?
I did not. I just basically, I didn't know that Nolan Ryan did that.
Oh, you'll be glad to know Nolan Ryan is Team Mask.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, there's a PSA floating around the Twitter's verse.
Well, we'll have to.
Yeah.
Then we're on the same team. But so
listen here, Fred. You need to wear a mask. Listen, homeless guy, wear a mask.
Well,
don't be a knucklehead.
Nolan Ryan here. As we open Texas for business, we all need to work together in the fight against COVID-19. As Texans, we need to be responsible. We need to be smart. So when you leave the house, don't be a knucklehead. Wash your hands, socially distance yourself from others, and wear a mask. Do the right things. Look out for your fellow Texans, and together we'll make it through this.
Don't be a knucklehead, homeless guy.
So is this Rangers Ryan or Astros Ryan?
That's just Nolan. He's not on a team anymore. That's him today.
But he's worked with both of them.
Texas legend Nolan Ryan.
Back and forth, like, you know.
He does sort of get passed around between those two franchises.
He does.
Well, and like remarkably, the dirty little secret about Nolan Ryan, like when the big steroids. Debate was, should he gone in as an Astro or a Ranger into the Hall of Fame? The big dirty secret is his best work was with the Angels, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that was peak Nolan, and
just nobody really paid attention because it was the Angels.
Right. So we were, and this is when it was the California Angels. It was before, like, they were even the LA Angels or the Anaheim Angels. They were kind of a forgotten, scrubby franchise back then. And people in Texas cared way more about Nolan than I'm sure they did in California because Nolan's a Texas guy. But those two franchises were battling over, should he go in as a Ranger? But he probably should have gone in as an Angel anyway. And if he weren't in bed with the Rangers at the time, he probably would have. Although he probably would have been in bed with the Astros at the time, and then he would have gone in wearing an Astros hat. So
who knows?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is,
knuckleheads.
I had no intention of leaving my car except to pick the thing up and go home. And
so then, a hobo, he challenged you, and you got out of the car to fight him.
No. I had looked down and realized I needed to put gas in the car.
Oh, okay.
So I stopped at a gas station in my neighborhood, which is also a haven for the homeless.
Okay.
Because they're always coming up and asking for stuff. And and if they just ask me to grab them a sandwich or water or something like that, I'll always do it. I'm not giving them money.
Will you put a gallon of gas in their scooter?
No. No. I draw the line at stuff like that. If you've got a scooter, you should be able to afford to put gas in your damn scooter.
What if it's a really raggedy old scooter that you can tell he probably stole?
No, I
will you put no, will you fill his weed eater with gas?
I will not.
So no, he can work.
No, my limit is pretty simple.
But he can get some work.
I don't care. Man, I will not give you money. No, I will not give you money. But if you want me to bring you one of the sandwiches out of there or some water, which I've done a couple times the last couple of days, I'm happy to buy that and bring it to you.
But gas station sandwiches are just going to give you the runs.
Hey, if it's food.
Yeah, but you should
for people who don't have any food.
Yeah, you should just get them a Snickers bar.
Nah, I don't know about that.
There's tons of energy in it. There's protein.
I'm not. I don't know. The candy bar is the answer for a guy who hadn't eaten all day.
I mean, neither is tuna salad. It's June in Houston.
It's not tuna salad. It's like chicken salad. Whichever. Chicken salad greater than tuna salad. Be honest. But yeah, so I looked like hell, and dude comes up, and before he asked for money,
is this what you were wearing?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm actually relatively cleaned up now because
you took a shower.
I took a shower and the sideburns are gone. I got rid of those.
Oh, let's see. Take off your headphones.
Yeah, I'm going with the slick back look here.
Okay.
It's
better. Who did your sideburns?
I just shaved them myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he said something to the effect of, man, you're one broken down looking old white dude. Can I have a dollar? And I'm like,
You probably should lead with can I have a dollar?
And then when I say no,
then you call you a broken down it. Looking yeah. white dude.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
not wise.
That's like you're at a bar or a club and you're like, hey, honey, you look like you're really desperate with that fat ass and that tight dress. You want to go home with me? Like, that's usually not the order that you
right.
do things in.
Right. After you've done
yeah,
it.
Hey,
like, boy, you were pretty desperate, weren't you?
Do you want to go home with me? No, you're a pig. Then you say, oh, I was just asking because you look so desperate shoving your fat ass in that tight dress. That's
the move.
There's an order of things.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's like me with, I don't ever say, I don't care if you listen to our station. But when someone says, your station sucks, I hate you. Now I say, I don't care if you, because I don't want that guy to listen. So now I don't care.
Fair enough.
But words matter, and there's an order of in the order that they're placed.
And so basically, I was going to offer to get him something when I went inside, and then because I wasn't going to go inside because of the way I looked, right? I was just going to get gas, but I was going to offer to go inside and get him something. And then after that, I'm like, yeah, no, you're all right, buddy. You're on your own. Good luck.
Was he clothed at least?
Barely.
That is better than the homeless experience I had last night.
Uh-oh. That sounds sexy.
No, not at all. Leaving the station after soccer matters at 9 o'clock, I go down the ramp right here and turn left to go down West Alabama, and as I turn, in the middle of the dark, there is an old, naked homeless dude strung out on something walking down the middle of the road.
Nice.
Clothes in hand. Full outfit, in, like, balled up in his hands.
Photo?
No. All happened too fast.
Come on, Aaron. It's 2020.
I almost hit him. I swerved to not hit him and turn into oncoming traffic, and he tries to kick my car with bare feet and then decides to just go full sprint towards basically Richmond, naked, still holding all in his clothes.
Well, dude was just trying to look for a place to, you know, shower, clean up. What's the big deal? Never seen a naked homeless
before? I usually
before?
Wait until the shower's, like, I find a place to shower before I get naked.
Well, you're not homeless now, are you?
Well, it was, what was the percent chance of rain last night?
It was like 10%, I think, if that.
I mean.
Well, there was storms that came through in the middle of the night. If he was waiting until 4 a.m., he was
fine.
Yeah,
if you've got a 10% shot at a shower or a 0% shot, 10% is better.
Yeah.
Right?
I would say so.
So you want to take this time to apologize to that naked hobo?
I don't think
just
he's a listener.
Maybe you should do the right thing here and just apologize to him.
I'm sorry, naked hobo.
All right. That's all. That's,
yeah, because
right.
You know what? We do have homeless who listen to this show.
Yeah.
Aaron, I hate to break it to
you. We're very popular in the homeless community.
Yes, but I don't know if it's
also,
that guy.
We're also very popular in the prison community. Multiple prisons. They listen to us in Huntsville. They listen to us out in East Texas. We're
yeah, the federal pen out in the Golden Triangle.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of people listening. We get letters from them all the time.
Listen,
we're used to.
We've become very famous in prison and with homeless people.
Well, that's what it took for me to go home and actually shave, which I hadn't done for like 5 days and had some pretty good stubble going. So I shaved, got rid of the sideburns, and kind of went with the slick back look and actually put on a decent shirt for the day.
Well, good for you.
So all because of being insulted by a homeless guy.
Well, I'm sorry that that happened.
I'm not, because he's right. I look terrible.
Well, and you know what?
And I actually feel like I look pretty decent now. So for me, I mean, let's not act like it's going to make any difference. All right. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And grab your job.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my good friends at Allstate Siding and Windows, and it is getting hot out there, and that means you're running the AC. And if you're anything like my dad, when I was a kid, he said, "What are you trying to do? Air condition the whole neighborhood?" Well, guess what? That's what you're doing if you have old, crummy aluminum windows. And Allstate Siding and Windows, they know that you don't want to air condition the whole neighborhood, because your dad taught you better than that. So what they've got is a great deal right now. No payments for 2 years, 30% off all window packages. And with those vinyl windows, you could save up to 40% on your energy bills. How about that? So now you're saving 40%. Over the next 2 summers and making zero payments on those windows, you cannot beat that deal. They've got great deals on siding as well, $2,500 off all siding packages. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936, Allstate Siding and Windows.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And now that charger's working, because apparently I've been using the wrong hole. It happens.
No wonder your wife doesn't have sex with you.
There you go. That explains it. But
hey, save that so, as a that
I set you guys up with that.
Yeah,
but
that's a long term keeper.
It's like the other charger. There's another. It's a charger for the actual for the case,
because you've got a charging case.
Yeah, and this one is charging the phone, so the case doesn't charge from this one. So I'll have to I just have to have one at home that charges a case. So I don't need the case charged if the phone's charged. Too much of that damn stupid game. That's
you
got to
quit that game.
Yeah, well, I just today they had a little qualifying tournament that I qualified for the next round, and that's tomorrow. But there's no way I'm getting past because you have to be like 24 under for 18 holes to have any chance.
Okay,
I'm not that good. Like I can do 18 under.
And this is, I mean, this is video game golf.
Well, it's sort of. It's an app, right?
Like, what's the big, like, what's keeping you from making 24 under? Hand-eye coordination, thumb speed? What's the
lack of penis size? I don't know.
What's the holdup?
I'm just not that good.
Okay.
I try. But I today was a 9-hole qualifier, and I was 11 under. So okay. that got me to the next round. That's about as well as I can do. I think, ideally, the best I could do is 12 under for each nine. So you get three eagles and everything else a birdie.
Okay.
That's the best I could ever do. Unless you get lucky and knock in a hole in one. This game's so dumb. I don't know why I'm still doing it. But, yeah. I have some something I wanted to get to. A couple of things that I didn't get to yesterday. Can we start with that?
Yeah.
Because we talked a little bit about NASCAR but because of the flag thing. But what we didn't talk about, more sportsy related, is they're going to allow fans to attend races on a limited basis starting Sunday.
Okay.
1,000 South Florida military members will be invited to attend the Dixie Vodka 400 on Sunday, while 5,000 fans will be permitted in the grandstand for the Geico 500 at Talladega on June 21st.
Okay.
So what my beef is the first sentence of this thing. I think you're going to disagree with this too. The first sport to return in the U.S. will also be the first to try to reintroduce fans to its events. NASCAR was not before UFC.
That's I don't understand why. And everybody's talking about golf. Golf's back, and it's like,
and yeah, I can get why people wouldn't forget about horse racing because they never left. So
right.
That one doesn't really count. But the UFC was the first one back. Am I correct?
I think they were. If you consider the UFC a major sports organization, which I'd
consider them as major as NASCAR,
I do too. I would say yes, they should be considered. But there, you know, there's some old school writers who still refuse to acknowledge that it exists.
Well, at least this is from Larry Brown Sports. Gray Papke was the writer.
That sounds like an old person.
It does sound like an old, doesn't it? I mean, you can't be young and be gray.
Don't be a knucklehead, Gray Papke. Wear a mask and shut the hell up. By the way, speaking of NASCAR, did you see NASCAR put out a statement today? Banning the Confederate flag from race events.
Well, there you go.
What?
Wow.
Well, what if you're wearing the Confederate flag as a bikini top? Will that be?
See, I think that should be okay.
What are they going to do?
Well,
ma'am,
it depends on the.
We're going to need you to
hand
that over. Oh, well, you know what it's going to look like.
Well, good for them.
But yeah, but where do we draw the line? What's next? What's next? The next domino to fall? Now there's no. We're just going to get to where NASCAR is going to be totally PC, and we're going to pretend.
I don't know
like
how that
not,
can happen.
It's not a redneck sport.
Who are we going to make fun of if they take away all this stuff? I mean, that's that part of society that it's easy for us to joke about.
NASCAR going to ban Ted Nugent?
Ooh. That would suck. I like Ted Nugent.
Well, so does NASCAR fan. Yeah,
there you go. Maybe I have more in common with NASCAR fan than I thought. We both like Ted Nugent.
Similar haircuts right now.
This is not redneck. This is more like retired mob boss hiding witness protection.
Listen, today it is.
Well, yeah.
But the days where it's just like poofing out of your hat all wild, you look kind of like Joe Dirt.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Without
the badass facial hair that goes with being Joe Dirt.
Oh, stop with your facial hair. Yours was so badass you had to shave it, so bite me. But no, I don't hate this look for the summer. This might be the direction I go.
Okay.
It's more it's more well-groomed.
It does look better.
Hmm.
You should just do business in the front, party in the back.
I don't know.
I mean, same thing I said about my facial hair. Married man, who am I trying to impress?
Yeah. Exactly.
Who are you trying to impress, Fred? If your wife doesn't like you having a mullet, well, she wasn't going to have sex with you anyway.
Somebody says, been a blitzer since Matt Dean and Fred. Speaking of holes, first time listening with my wife yesterday, right when you had the gem of the day about the Chinese fishing hole story.
Oh.
Keep up the good work, guys. Percent one more blitzer today. Nice, 62.
Did she take him home and
put a fish
make him sit on a fish stick?
A fish stick would probably be okay, right? You warm it up.
It's not okay.
It's better than a fish.
I mean, it's better than a fish, but it's not okay.
It might have been alive. Oh, well.
What if they sat on that 400-pound marlin that Michael Jordan caught on his fancy boat? Did you see Michael Jordan now participates in fishing tournaments?
Was it Michael Jordan or was it the guys on his boat that caught it?
Well, it's his boat.
It's kind of a, you know,
yeah, he probably sat back and drank whiskey and smoked cigars while they caught a fish, and then he's like, let me get in for that photo op. And he probably, like, one of them didn't reel hard enough, and Jordan punched him in the face, and then he felt bad about it. He probably made fun of one of them, called him gay slurs.
Probably bet him $50 that they couldn't get the fish on board and lost the bet and didn't pay it. Yeah, that's probably what happened. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and E-Hop, do you want to join our clan in Golf Clash, Texas GC? I kind of feel like the one that I'm in, even though I don't know anybody, like I'm the star. Like, I get more points than anybody by far. And I've kind of raised that one up to where they're almost in the top 100 now. So I kind of feel obligated a little bit. And there's 50 people in there playing. You can have 50 in there.
Like, you realize if you quit playing, maybe your clan would quit playing. And then they'd all have more free time and less of a phone charge issue.
Well, maybe it's not that, you know, I don't know. Right now, today's been a little different because, I mean, I didn't play all day. I played a little bit this morning, but because I had actual real work to do that had to do with some other things that I'm doing here for the station. And I am playing it too much, and I know it, and I can't make myself stop. And I'm running out of coins now, which means I'm going to have to buy some. So now I'm going to be adding money into this damn thing.
Why would you buy coins?
Because I'm losing so much.
So you're gambling, basically?
It's not really gambling, because but it's like free poker. But I'm losing all the time now. I've lost like 15 of my last 18 matches. It's an embarrassment to God and everybody.
I think there's a word for this when you're doing something and you can't stop.
This is a sign for you to quit. If you have to pay real money to play Golf Clan.
Yeah, I know. And it's easy too, because you just click on that phone and you just click here for Apple Pay, boom boom, and next thing you know, okay, there's about $80 worth of charges on here. This is the danger. I need an intervention. I do.
Do you want to hear some of the responses to NASCAR's statement?
Sure.
Here's their statement. The presence of the Confederate flag at NASCAR events runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry. Bringing people together around a love of racing and the community that it creates is what makes our fans and sports special. The display of the Confederate flag will be flag. Whoa. Thanks.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know how that happened. The display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties. First one, and they allow the protest during the national anthem. To this son of a vet, this father of a vet, and a vet myself, NASCAR has gone too far for me. And, of course, he goes with the 1-0 on too far.
did he use looser?
No.
God, I wanted to make a joke so bad when you did that. I've got like the best joke in the world and I can't do it.
Yeah, that's
I'll save it for off air. You can tell me.
Yeah. This is disgusting. I've been a lifelong NASCAR fan and I'm gonna be sick. You let the libs win. This is the final straw. Been watching NASCAR since the 70s. I used to go to races proudly with my pops. All lives matter. Stay out of politics. You lost a fan.
There's a lot of people that have those flags, so I'm sure they're losing a bunch of fans. But guess what? since they're only bringing back a few at a time, I think those guys will want to be back in by the time they're able to.
And also him saying, he's in his tweet, he says, stay out of politics. Meanwhile, in his profile picture, he's wearing a MAGA hat. Okay. Tennessee Patriot says, good luck with that. I'll be bringing my flag to every race. Okay. I'm done with NASCAR. This is Ashley B. Chapman. I'm done with NASCAR. Y'all have offended every one of your fans. I will never go to or watch another race.
Every one of their fans, huh?
Apparently so.
I'm glad Ashley speaks for every fan.
His Juggalo Trey said he's offended.
Yeah, we should ask Trey.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get Trey to call in the next segment. Let's see if we can get him to talk about that.
Get used to racing in empty stadiums. Well, by the way, that's guess happening. What? They're going to.
They're already doing that.
I'm no fan of the Confederate flag, but I'm no fan of political grandstanding and virtue signaling either. Several people just posted the Confederate flag.
Well, that kind of says it all, does it not?
Yeah. There's not a lot of people that are very happy about this. This is Martha Turner. I've always watched NASCAR and grew up on racetracks. I have to take a stand here. Being politically correct is not always the best stand to take. Some of these choices are doing away with the history of our country from its roots just because someone complains. Really? I mean, to be fair, the Confederacy did try to have a war with our country.
I think they lost,
and
too.
Lost the war. Like, they wanted to overthrow our country.
That was the war between the states, sir.
Right.
The war of northern aggression. I think we need to, if we're going to talk about history, I can't even do it. Oh, man. I guess that's another one of those flash button things, huh? The flag must be. I don't get it, I guess, because I'm not from Texas is not the Deep South. It's not Mississippi or Louisiana or Georgia, Florida. It's not the SEC, right?
Right.
Other than Aggie. So I didn't grow up around that flag or see it a lot, to be honest with you.
Oh, so. I see it. I see it all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my neighbor.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. But I did, like, growing up in Brazoria County.
Yeah. There would be some.
Like, they were around.
When we were down in Galveston and places like that, yep. You'd see them. But not enough to where I really noticed it. But, all right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. They know they get it from me.
They know just where to go when they need to love. Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things, then we'll get to Trey. 832 says, anyone who claims this flag is part of their heritage doesn't stand by our Constitution. Proud to have served with brothers from all walks of life. Semper Fi. And thank you for your service. But, again, that's blanket statement stuff. When you say anyone who claims this doesn't stand by our Constitution, well, you can't really say that. I mean, you could say it's an insult to you. I'll definitely take that. But
I don't see.
Well, I don't understand it either. Okay,
my take on it is they don't allow the Nazi flag flying around in Germany because they're kind of embarrassed of that part of their history. Maybe they're right.
Yeah, here's somebody brings up a good point. I'd like one of your listeners who actually likes a Confederate flag to call in and make a case for why it's positive. I'm all for that. If you're somebody who believes that, please give us a call. We're not going to make fun of you until you're off the air. We won't make fun of you. We'll let you tell us why. Because I don't know. I don't get it. But hey, let's get Juggy Trey on.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Trey. What's up, man?
What's up, AJ? It's good to hear from you guys. Quite the big accomplishment for NASCAR, huh?
Are you pretty upset that you won't be able to take a Confederate flag to NASCAR events anymore?
No, I'm happy. I mean, I saw those flags all the time in the infield, and I hated them, and most of the drivers hate them too. Jeff Gordon hates them. Dale Jr. hates them. They all hate them. Nobody wants those there. They're embarrassed by it.
What about Kyle Larson? Does he like that flag?
I don't really know. I think he was actually one of the people, though, because there was a big issue about this about 5 years ago when the shooting happened with Dylan Roof and they wanted it gone. And I think he was actually one of the people that said they should just leave it at home. So, none of the drivers want that. The only people that are really upset about it are the rednecks and all their nep children that they have. So I think they're the ones the most upset about it.
Well, do you have, like, because I'm sure you have made friends at various NASCAR events, do you know of anyone who likes to bring that flag to the events?
Oh, yeah. I don't know them personally, but they've been across the street from us. Listen, NASCAR, you know what you're going to get when you get there. It's not the best crowd. But, I mean, a lot of people are good people there, but a lot of people are. I'd say it's 50-50.
Okay. Well, Trey, I'm glad that you are happy. I would, you know, Trey, you fool people, because being from Baytown, being a NASCAR fan, one would assume that you would be pro-Confederate flag, but you're not.
No, absolutely not. That loser flag belongs in a museum, and that's it. Nowhere else.
All right, Trey. Very strong words from Trey.
Trey, before we let you go, tell everybody about the interview thing you have going on, because I hear you have a special guest.
Oh, yeah. Big-time guest coming on tomorrow. I'll be interviewing the Falcon himself, Mr. Fred Fowler.
Oh, God. I do that every day on my show. It's so boring. Don't do it.
He might actually ask better questions than you, so...
Really? I wrote like a bunch of them down. I've been rehearsing, so.
What's one of the questions that we might hear? Fred won't answer it now, but I just want to hear the question, so maybe like we can give people an insight of to what to expect from the Juggalo Trey podcast.
Well, one of the questions kind of deals with the time at the Chronicle and how hard it was to kind of like confirm stuff, like stories and things, and just about journalistic integrity and things like that. So that'll be a big part of it.
Could you not, like, is the reason you asked Fred instead of me because you couldn't think of anything interesting to talk to me about?
Well, no, I didn't think you wanted to come on podcast. You're anti-podcast. I asked a couple of times. I was like, hey, AJ, you want to come on a podcast with me? And you were like, no, I got a radio show. So you're kind of, I kind of figured you were anti-podcast.
Well, Trey, listen, as a friend of yours, I'm willing to do the podcast if you want me.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
As long as it doesn't take too much time.
Sounds good.
I did Jong's podcast, Jong and Michael Carroll's.
Yeah.
I did Raheel's podcast. I did Barry's podcast. I'm a podcast guy now.
Yeah, you've kind of come along.
I've done Josh Ennis's podcast. Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's good to hear.
I just won't leave. I won't go anywhere out of my way to be on someone's podcast. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
During Corona times, there was a couple people who were like, hey, can you be on our podcast? And I said, sure. Then, like, people before that were like, hey, can you drive to League City where we do our podcast? And that's a pretty hard no for me.
You don't want to go to League City. It's too far. And plus, right, a lot of those people are probably mad about this new rule who live in League City.
Do you think people in Baytown are mad about it?
Yeah, oh yeah, they're already like foaming at the mouth down here in Baytown. I'm pretty sure there's a couple of people in my family that aren't going to like it. So.
Oh, what about your stepdad, Terry?
No, my stepdad Doug probably doesn't care. I don't think he really knows where he's at right now, but
he doesn't know where he's at?
I don't think he knows where he is on the issue.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. He's kind of he's cognitively struggling.
But he's not your stepdad anymore, right?
No, they are no longer together.
So now your mom's single and ready to mingle.
No, she's got a man. His name's Steven. He's a good guy. Steven's a good guy. He lives out in the hill country.
Does he ever come over to your place in Baytown?
No, he never comes over here very often because that's where my dad lives, and that would be probably pretty awkward.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, like when you're at your mom's house, does he ever come to your mom's house?
Oh, yeah. I see him all the time. He's a big Longhorns fan. So.
Does he ever do loud sex to her when you're there?
No, I usually don't stay over, to be honest with you. If they're staying together, I won't stay at the same house.
Because that would be awkward for you to hear someone doing loud sex to your mom, right?
Yep, that would probably be scarring.
Yeah. Did Doug used to do loud sex to your mom?
I never heard it, fortunately.
Well, that's good of Doug,
at least. I never heard anything.
Like, listen, we can agree there's a lot of stuff to hate about Doug, but at least he kept it quiet.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good. My mom actually got with two Dougs right after my dad, so it was pretty awkward.
She's a Dougaholic, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I mean, did you have a preference of the Dougs? Like, do you wish you would have married that?
They were both all right with me. I never really had any issues with them, but
did
probably
they ever, like,
the first Doug is the one I know the best.
Oh, you're still tight with him?
Yeah, I see him every Christmas. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Do they get you a present?
I don't think so. I just kind of go and hang out with my sister's family because we're all from different dads.
Okay.
But yeah.
Some of them are named Doug.
I see them every Christmas. What?
Some of the dads are named Doug.
Yeah, both of them are named Doug. There's three kids. There's me, my sister, and my little brother, and they're both descendants of Doug, but two different Dougs.
And what's your dad's name? Terry?
Robert.
Robert.
Yeah, or Bobby.
Bobby. And are you like Trey, is that your given name or are you Bobby the Third?
No, I'm Robert Angus Campbell the Third, but I go by Trey because that's what they call the third, I think.
Yeah, that is true.
Person.
That is true. Did either of the Dougs ever like steal your Mountain Dew and like you'd get up in the morning, you'd be real mad at him and you'd yell at him and cuss him out?
No, I don't think, no, they did. I didn't ever cuss him out, but they did like take all my Coca-Colas and put them in like hard to reach areas so I couldn't drink any more Coca-Colas. They thought I was drinking too many.
Well, were you?
Probably. So they were probably justified in their actions in doing that. I probably did drink too many Coca-Colas.
Are you drinking less Coca-Colas now?
Yeah, I'm trying to drink more water. I'm trying to drink about at least, you know, those big cups with the sports teams on them, those aluminum cups?
Yeah.
I try to only drink those, so.
So you're drinking no Coca-Cola
now? Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay.
What?
Have you had Coca-Cola Zero? With zero sugar.
I've had it. It just tastes too much like Diet Coke to me.
Oh, okay. I think it tastes better than Diet Coke, and it tastes more like Coke than Diet Coke, certainly.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's more Coca-Cola than it is Diet Coke.
But there's not really a Dr. Pepper Zero, is there?
No, I don't. I think there's a Dr. Pepper 10, though. But even then, I still think it kind of tastes too much like Diet Dr. Pepper.
What do you think of the real sugar Dr. Pepper that you'll see sometimes?
Are you talking about the ones in glass?
No, they don't make those. The old Dublin Dr. Peppers. I think those guys got in trouble for stealing their recipe. But like, you can get it's got a special label on the bottle, and it says real sugar Dr. Pepper. Have you not tried this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've had a couple of those. Those taste a little bit too much like sweet tea for me.
You don't like sweet tea?
Not really, no.
Do you like unsweet tea?
I know I'm not a Texan, but I don't really like sweet tea.
Do you like unsweet tea?
I don't really like tea to begin with.
Okay. All right.
It's just boneless water.
Well, no, I mean, it's water with something in it.
It's more like bone-in water. Yeah.
Like, water is literally tea-less tea. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's... I agree with Fred. It is kind of more bone-in water.
Okay. Well, Juggalo Trey, I thank you for your insight on soda, your stepdads, and NASCAR and the Confederate flag. Looking forward to seeing you in here tomorrow when you interview Fred Fowler.
Yep,
what's your podcast going to be called?
Thanks for having me. It's unnamed currently. I'm going to start a name the podcast sweepstakes. You know how they did that with sports teams?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that and just see, make a poll.
All right.
And see which one wins out. So.
That's a good idea. All right. Don't forget to let me know what time to be here tomorrow, man. Happy to do it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for coming on, Fred. I really do appreciate it.
I think it should be called Trey's Insane Posse.
That's not bad. I think the best text we got during that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so pissed I didn't think of this. From 713, Trey's mom was a Duggalo. That's pretty good.
I like how he insulted the entire area I live in.
And then I got people from people from League City are basically, what law did they change? What law? It has nothing to do with you guys. It was the NASCAR banning the Confederate flag.
Lamont says, low-key, I think you just stumbled upon Juggalo Trey possibly being black. His siblings are all from different dads. He hates the Confederacy. His mom's likes dudes named Doug. Are those all black things?
I don't know. What about Duggalos? God, I love that. That was so good. That is really so good.
And Lamont says, guys, I get the whole connotation of the Confederate flag, but I've been asking myself, what's the difference between the American flag? The North also embraced slavery. Are we just more accepting to the victors of war? The North did embrace slavery until they didn't, and then they fought a war about it. And there will be people who tell you the war was about more than slavery, but really that's just a way of nicing up that it was about slavery. And honestly, yes, we are more accepting to the victors of war. That's the way history is written. That's the way it's always been written.
That was one of the things that we talked about a lot yesterday, was how, you know, things that we, especially the history books from me growing up, it's like as you get older, you realize, God, these things were bull stuff. And this was what we were being taught. And it's stuff that seems crazy now. Like George Custer was a hero who was ambushed by the American Indians. What? Oh, then you watch Little Big Man and you realize who the good guys were.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance, one of the fastest growing agencies in the entire state of Texas. And why are they the fastest growing? One of the fastest growing? Because of you, our fine listeners. And also because they've made it really simple and they're saving people a bunch of money and you don't ever have to leave your house. I mean, you can just send a text and get a great quote. So simple. Grab your phone, text the word money. 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. They'll send you a full quote and proposal within 15 seconds. How about that? Because they've already shopped all the insurance prices in our area. They know what you could be saving. It's time you start getting that money in your pocket. The savings are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. And you don't need to wait till your renewal. They're going to save you that money now, get you refunded on your old policy, and get you started up with TGS right away. TGS Insurance is open right now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Foundation damage is a common